let's head over to the phone where we will find Congressman Don Manzullo. Congressman, good morning to you.
How are you this morning?
We're fine. I understand you got sucked away for a vote, eh?
Yeah, but I'm in the cloakroom, and I've got about at least 15 minutes. I don't know how much time you have.
Well, we'll make whatever we need.
Yeah, we'll figure things out. No big deal at all.
You can solve the world's problems in 15 minutes or less.
Well, with your help, we can.
Well, Congressman, you've been, frankly, you've been called some names here the past day or so. You know, fearmonger, frightening people about the fact that there could be some ramifications from the potential move of Guantanamo Bay detainees into Thompson. I'm holding an article here from the Associated Press back in May.
Mm-hmm.
FBI Director Robert Mueller telling Congress that he's worried about Gitmo detainees in the U.S. Prisoners could radicalize others at high-security prisons. Maximum security prisons might not be good enough. All these are relevant concerns. I didn't quite hear anyone bring that up, but the FBI director also was a little concerned.
Maybe the people who call me names, first of all, people who call names usually don't have the facts themselves. That's why they have to resort to calling people names. And that's unfortunate because I sit on the terrorism subcommittee on foreign affairs. I've been on that committee for a long period of time. In fact, I was just in Algiers in June, in between two Al Qaeda attacks. And following Al Qaeda around the world is not something that I do for a pastime.
It's not a lot of travel agents would recommend that.
Affairs.
Yeah,
that's correct. So, the threshold issue is this: if Guantanamo Bay is being closed because it's hated so much by Al Qaeda, and it's used as a recruitment tool. Then, knowing that Guantanamo is not being closed but simply transferring its operations to Thompson, does that mean that the threat will also transfer? The answer has to be yes, because if somebody, if somebody hates me, and I change locations, that doesn't change the amount of hatred. If somebody hates me and I'm in a secure place, and that person would want to get to me, if I move to a less secure place, and obviously Thompson, we're not talking about people breaking out, but the environs around Thompson with watermelon fields and hay fields and corn and soybeans, is a lot more vulnerable than Guantanamo Bay at the tip of Cuba that has water and sharks and gunboats for security. That's a very real concern. In fact, the concern is so real that the people who call me fearmongers, I'm in good company with former governor, Democratic governor, James Sebelius of Kansas, who is now President Obama's head of HHS, who sent a letter to President Obama that obviously worked when she said we absolutely do not want those terrorists removed from Gitmo Bay to Fort Leavenworth, not that they will break out, but that they will serve as a source of a lightning source or magnetic source to bring people to the area around Fort Leavenworth that would make unsafe of the environs around there, including the safety of the people. Now, no one's saying that she said that. No one says that Joe Lieberman agrees with my position, or that Senator Jim Webb of Virginia, who's also a Democrat and is the former Secretary of the Navy. And so when you demonize people and call them names and call them fearmongers, I mean, the ones who call the names don't have the facts. And they're obviously trying to obfuscate what the truth is, or at least the way of finding out the truth.
Well, and speaking of finding out the truth, Congressman, relate to us, if you can, your conversation with Philip Carter from the Department of Defense.
Well, that's very interesting. I was advised of this move from, it's not closing Gitmo, it's moving it, because the operations, the procedures, the military tribunals, and, of course, the terrorists would be moved and be taking place there at Thompson. I was advised of this on Friday the 13th, November 13th, and by Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood. And And I said, all right. And he said, would you want me to put you in contact with two of the top people? I said, fine. So on Sunday, the 15th, Secretary, our Undersecretary Phil Carter from the Department of Defense, in charge of detainees, and Harley Lappin, who is the head of the Bureau of Prisons, met in my office in Rockford for about 2.5 hours. And I asked Philip Carter, I said, Mr. Carter, here's a guy who's an Iraq war veteran, an attorney who had actually been involved in litigation against the Bush administration because of the Gitmo detainees. And I said, now, number one, this will be the largest concentration of international terrorists in the United States would be at Thompson. So that's correct. Somewhere around about 100 is probably a safe number.
Okay.
And I said, and with regard to who these people are, I talked to Mr. Lappin from the Bureau of Prisons. He says, well, we have 340 domestic and international terrorists in the United States now. He said 220 are already mainstreamed with the rest of the federal prisoners, so they don't present a threat. He said we have about 120 that are dispersed in equal amounts in at Marion, Illinois, Terre Haute, Indiana, and the maximum security prison in Florence, Colorado, Supermax. And I said, well, how many of those have international ties? Probably 10 to 15. And so that's important to remember because people are saying we already have these terrorists, these types of terrorists incarcerated in the United States and they pose no threat. And so I said, well, we would have the largest concentration of international terrorists in the United States incarcerated at Thompson. And if the reason that Gitmo's being closed is because it's used as a recruiting tool by Al-Qaeda, I said, if Guantanamo Bay is shifted to Thompson, I said, will that bring a security risk? He said, obviously there will be an increased security risk at Thompson. He said, but I have no way to measure the extent of that risk. He said, however, the Department of Defense, working with local people, should be able to, quote, manage, end of quote, the situation. I was shocked. I said, how can you say you could manage a situation when you can't measure the extent of the threat? And I don't know what happened. He told me more than anybody else has told probably anybody else. The next week he was gone from the Department of Defense, said he'd left under personal reasons. So this is what he said. And then we find out, and I wish that the national liberal press would live up to its reputation of trying to have everything open to the American people. Four committees in the House of Representatives within the past 2-3 days had resolutions brought by the ranking minority member on each committee asking for documents or information about the moving of Gitmo to Thompson, Illinois. And the Judiciary Committee, led by Congressman Lamar Smith from Texas, specifically asked what additional constitutional rights would be given to the Gitmo terrorists once they move from Gitmo to Thompson, Illinois. It was just a letter under the under the chairman's authorship. Just an inquiry. In all four of those committees, the Democrat majority defeated the Republican minority on getting this information. And then, 3 days ago, in this giant 1,300-page bill called the Omnibus Appropriations Bill that was put together, there was slipped into it language that allowed the president to make the move, but said first the president had to have a study done as to why Gitmo was being closed, the rationale for it, the costs involved, the threat of the terrorists to the American people, and the threat to the homeland as a whole by moving Gitmo to the United States. The problem is that report will be classified. Only members of Congress will be able to see it, and the American people will never know the facts giving rise to the moving of Gitmo to the United States. At the minimum, They should reveal things such as what we found in the November 29th edition of the Washington Post involving two Yemeni brothers. One has been detained at Gitmo for 8 years, and the other one is living in Yemen. And the startling information is that the brother living in Yemen said, "We always thought that President Obama's promise to close Gitmo meant that they would release my brother and the other detainees." He said, "If those prisoners are sent to the United States, that the people will hate the United States even more and actually increase their acts of violence." So, I mean, I don't think that's fear-mongering. When you're quoting a former governor, Democratic governor, when you're quoting Senator Lieberman, quoting Senator Webb, and then actually quoting in the For What It's Worth department, the statements from the families of the people who could really wreak terror on the United States because their loved ones are being moved from Gitmo to Thompson, Illinois.
Congressman, here's one thing, that, and I would love your opinion on this because I have my own, and I'd love you to tell me that I'm wrong in thinking this, but you're constantly treated to the phrase that Gitmo is a recruiting tool, the single biggest recruiting tool for Al-Qaeda and like-minded terrorists. It's Gitmo. That's what sends them out into the streets. That's what gets them activated. I just find that very, very difficult to believe.
Well, Gitmo did not exist in the bombing of the Twin Towers in 1991. It did not exist when the Kandahar Towers were bombed in Africa. It did not exist when the USS Cole was attacked. It did not exist on 9/11. It's the absolute hatred that these people have for Americans that drives them. And so, but even accepting as a verity the statement that Gitmo serves as a recruiting tool, the issue is, if that's the case, then we have this threat that's being transferred from Gitmo to Thompson, Illinois. I mean, the National Counterterrorism Center called our office and said, "Look at Congressman, the investigation for security hasn't even begun in Thompson. It won't begin until the president makes his decision." And that just happened yesterday. So all these people that are traveling around saying, "Well, you know, it's safe. Don't have to worry about it. We have like types of prisoners that are already in prison in the United States. They present no threat." I mean, you just got to study the facts on it. I mean, I've always been in favor of opening up that Thompson facility. It was built as a maximum security prison. It's never been fully populated by the state of Illinois prisoners. And our office has been in contact with the prison authorities for years saying either open it up as a state of Illinois facility or sell it or lease it to the federal government. Now we've got a governor who agrees that there's not enough money to run it, but has released somewhere between 1,000 and 1,850 felons on early release because there's no place in Illinois to house Illinois prisoners. Doesn't make sense. Instead of sending all that money to Chicago, we ought to open up the prison.
Good thought. Congressman, we know you're short of time as well. I always appreciate you taking time to ring in with us and give us your thoughts on this.
Well, appreciate it so much. We'll talk to you later.
Take care. Thank you. There's Congressman Don Manzullo and his reaction to what's going on as far as Thompson. 9:30.